All right, today we're going to talk about Shania Twain, who has admitted that it is not just a girl. In a new documentary from Mercury Studios, Shania Twain has made a documentary confessing that he is not just a girl. So, what are you? Let's see here. What are the options? There's girls and there's boys. So if you're not just a girl, that kind of means that you're also a boy. Is that what you're trying to tell us here? Well, let's investigate this further. Shania Twain, of course, is the most successful female artist in the history of country music, called the Queen of Country Pop. Sold over 100 million records, best-selling female artist in country music history. Man, I feel like a woman. If someone feels like a woman, it kind of implies that they're not a woman, that they just suddenly, temporarily feel like something else than what they actually are. And we're going to see that this person is basically a drag show. This is drag entertainment, as most entertainment is. The woman in me. But you've already admitted you're not just a girl, but sometimes you feel like a woman, and maybe you feel like part of you is a woman inside. And this person is always talking about being a woman as if it's something that he's learned how to do. But today we're going to examine the bone structure, plastic surgery, and the stunning transformation of Shania Twain. Now, I would say this is one of the most passable transvestites in the entertainment industry. They did a very good job on the face. It is possible to feminize a male face to the point where it looks like an attractive female. So the real name is actually Eileen Edwards, Eddie. In fact, I was watching this documentary, the new documentary that just came out, Not Just a Girl. And my wife is actually a huge fan of country music. I was trying to tell her, you know, like, actually, Shania Twain's a dude. And she didn't quite believe me. You know, she didn't want to believe me because she's a fan of this kind of music. And this comes in about 6 minutes into the documentary. This photo came up on the screen. And my wife shouts out, "That's a boy." So, make up your own mind, but... You know, is that a girl or a boy? So you decide, is that just a girl or not just a girl or something else? Or is it just a boy? See the trachea there, Adam's apple. Now we're going to see this person wears a lot of scarves, a lot of neck coverings. And these people, you know, they have to take hormones like every week, injecting, or I think they can take pills as well. But I mean, I can see the boy with makeup on right there and, you know, long hair. There is the Adam's apple. There it is right there. This was in the documentary. They actually revealed the Adam's apple. See, you might as well see the penis. It's the same thing, right? That Adam's apple, you're never going to find that on a real woman, right? Look at that square jaw. It's got the Sandra Bullock jaw back then. Before they smoothed out the jaw and before they shaved down that Adam's apple, there it is right there. Look at the original boy photo when it was a boy playing guitar. And you can kind of see how they transformed the face into a face that would make lots of money. Now, you do got to wonder what's going on inside of these people, you know? I don't think they're normal people like us inside. Not just a girl, you're also a boy, but you may be something else as well. There it is again, Adam's apple. See, that's why this person wears all the neck coverings. And then, later on, after this, lost his voice. Maybe they were trying to get rid of that bulge there. Broad masculine shoulders, fake boobs, narrow pelvis. All right, look at that masculine upper arm there. The square jaw. Pointy little nose, right? So that they can change that. That's the secret weapon right there. A big part of it, right? And then the hair and the bra and the whatever, you know. Look at how skinny this person is. There's no body fat at all. That's basically impossible for a woman. Crosses, wears the solar cross every now and then. Neck covering, right? skinny and bony, long limbs. That's a lady boy, all right? And the hips are like way down there. See, a female hips are supposed to end above the navel. And the men's hips are usually 10% wider than the waist, which is basically what we have here, right? Female hips are usually about 30% wider than the waist. That's why you get those female curves. Not a whole lot of curves here. Maybe, you know, and then what they do is they expand the hips down there, but it's too low. It's below the navel all the time. But these flat abs, this whole straight, rectangular, long, narrow torso, that's exclusively a male characteristic. That's a hairless ladyboy. That's what that is. Again, the woman in me. There's some external feminine qualities like clothes and makeup and hair and plastic surgery, but inside of you is male bone structure. So I'm not sure if where the woman is. The woman's on the external side of this body, but not internally. Again, bending the hips out to get that one curve, but there's no curve over there. High pants going all the way up to the navel. But that navel's really high above the crotch, which is another male feature. Big head. Man, he feels like a woman. Pelvis, hand on the hips, narrow pelvis, rectangular torso, broad shoulders, shoulders wider than the hips. Classic male bone structure. That's why people think these androgynes have nice legs, because they're male legs. Men have more muscular and toned legs than women. Women have more body fat than men. There's no body fat on this person at all. That's why people are mesmerized and just amazed. This is not a great vocalist. It's an average pop vocalist. But it's this image is what made this person a superstar, and the smile and the plastic surgery face. This is a very successful transvestite. Job well done. They made tons of money. And they deceived a lot of people by putting this person up as an icon, as an idol. See, this is idolatry on the part of humans. Guilty of idolatry, and that's part of the plan as well. See, smoothed out pretty face, but it's not real. It's artificially created, right? Look at that pelvis. That's the first place I always look here. Pelvis, shoulders, because this face will fool people. Because people are attracted to it, then it shuts off the brain. When you look at this person, it shuts off your critical thinking skills right away. Yeah, see that narrow pelvis? And the pelvis impacts the, you know, the cue angle and the back and all that stuff. Shoulders wider than the hips. Slight curve on the hips, like men have. Men have a very slight curve, just like this. And this is a person who's trying to look as feminine as possible. Yeah, see, look at there. It looks like female hips, but it's way down there. It's actually crotch level. And then the navel's way up there. Just look, you got to look down here, right? Now that face will fool you. It looks like a female face, but it's artificially constructed female face. Job well done. They succeeded in their mission to create the perfect female face. But you're never going to see a woman who looks like this. It's a little bit too tight and hard. See, it's different than a real woman. These flat abs. Women have a wider body down there. It's crossing the legs to give the appearance of a female cue angle. Men have a cue angle too. It's just not as large. But it's crossing the legs, one foot in front of the other, to give it that inverted pyramid shape down there, bending the body. This is intentional. These people know exactly what they're doing. Black and white, dualism, male and female, not just a girl. Well, there's that square jaw. Look at that square jaw. Right, neck covering to cover up the Adam's apple, narrow pelvis, kind of got that tail. In fact, this is basically a Taylor Swift prototype, basically copied this same formula with people like Taylor Swift and maybe Faith Hill and a bunch of other people. You know, this is the prototype. It worked. Shoulders, right? Some kind of golden idol. Neck covering. We've already seen that Adam's apple is pretty huge on this person. Now, this person does a lot of wild costumes, which is a drag show, basically. This is a drag cabaret show. Look at that, covering up the entire neck. Straight up and down, torso, narrow pelvis, right? Those are pockets. Those are not hips. That is a male torso right there. That's all I got to see right there. That's the deal. And most people don't know this. Most people are looking for a penis. You're never going to see these people's penis, right? Maybe once in a while, like Lady Gaga will show you the penis now and then. But these people are, you're never going to see that. That's not how you determine if this person's not just a girl. You look at the bone structure, all right? And see, nobody knows about, nobody understands that. Oh, look at the solar cross again. That's the androgyne symbol. Neck covering, jaw, shoulders, right? There's the husband, Mutt Lang. He found himself an androgynous performer, and he realized he hit the jackpot. Produced the records, wrote lots of songs, made lots of money from his little circus freak. Yeah, there's that square jaw again. Square jaw. Low body fat, right? That's what gets people. They think they're amazing women because they're not fat at all. Look at that little butt. That's a male body. It's a hairless male. All right. They call that lady boy. In India, they call him a hydra. In ancient Greece, they were the gala, the eunuch singers, the transvestite singers. Goes back to ancient Mesopotamia, the ancient Near East. The gala, or the galu, various cultic personnel associated with music. The gala are the transvestite musicians and singers. The gala. This goes back thousands of years. The Asinu, man hyphen woman. Man, I feel like a woman. Man, I feel like an Asinu. See? A man hyphen woman. Man, I feel like a woman. A person whose gender role, analogous to that of the Kurgaru, is permanently changed by Ishtar, the goddess, and who lived as a devotee of the goddess. Right? Didn't we see this person is called the queen? Right? The goddess is the queen. And the definition of twain just happens to be two, kind of like the rebus, male and female in one body, like the twins symbolism, two in one, twain, Shania, two, male and female. See how they're drag queens. They can basically look like anything they want to. They're changelings. Look at those flat abs, right? And fake boobs. Yeah, see, it's a changeling. That's what these transvestites, it looks like that one, what's that one? The one with the big mouth. Yeah, see, it's the tight, hard body of the androgyne. Yeah, yeah, see, look at this area. That's not a normal, that's not normal female shoulders. Fake boobs, neck covering, right? Big jaw, square jaw again, the jaw, right? Everything else is nice and smooth, nice and feminine, makeup. But it's kind of got that Sandra Bullock look. Man, I feel like a woman. But you still got this jaw. And you don't have a wide pelvis. See, there's Fran Drescher. Who, I don't know. I mean, it kind of reminds me of Shania Twain. You know what I mean? Because it's the same thing. Same procedures. It's a drag show, right? These TV shows are drag shows. Those shoulders. Big mouth. You know, wigs, costumes, outfits, a few different photos. Starting to kind of look like Fergie now a little bit. This is all supposedly the same person. But it's just, I'm just showing you how different they can look over the years because of all the plastic surgery and the costumes and all that stuff. But they look a lot different because they're getting worked on. They can change the face, but all the surgery is basically done through the mouth. So the scar tissue is not visible. I mean, just think how much pain these people must be in all the time, right? Oh, see, it's getting a little scary now, right? It's all the plastic surgery makes them, they look like freaks eventually, right? They start to look like freaks because it's not natural. They're laughing their way to the bank, but there's something else going on, something more sinister. It's not just a girl. Is it just us, or does Shania Twain look so different now? Well, yeah, see, it's not just me saying this. She's hardly recognizable. Yeah, why is that, I wonder? Plastic surgery. I mean, they just tweak everything. They tweak everything. And even just the slightest nip and tuck will alter our perception of their appearance quite a bit. Man, Shania Twain feels like a woman, but it's not. It's the queen of country pop. Maybe a drag queen, who has had a full transformation, neck covering, no neck covering, but the hand is covering up the neck there, right, in that photo. All right, now this is very interesting. From the documentary, listen closely to the words.
I'm not a girl, I'm not a boy.
So Shania Twain has just confessed that he's not a girl.
I'm not a girl.
And then going on to say he's not a boy.
I'm not a boy.
That's this whole thing. This is their religion. It's the sorcery. It's the pharmakia. Not only do they pump drugs in their body, their entire lives, hormones, and they also practice occult rituals and all this kind of stuff. I'm not a girl, I'm not a boy. And then the final lyrics, I'm a queen. What kind of queen? A drag queen.
'Cause I'm a queen.
Right? The queen of heaven. That's the goddess. This is all related to goddess worship because they become the goddess. They become the demons, right? Now, there's another song out there I found. Someone else, one of these millennial, non-binary people, has a song called I'm Not a Girl, I'm Not a Boy. The artist who wrote this song said this song is about being transgender and non-binary, but the lyrics are exactly the same. And Shania Twain is, in this documentary they talked about it, is like an icon in the LGBTQ community. And like the gays and the trannies love Shania Twain. Why is that? Because Shania Twain is basically a drag show performer. All right, it's a drag queen. I don't think they know it consciously, but I think subconsciously they know it. They're obviously connecting on some level. Why do all the gay dudes like Shania Twain? Deep down inside, somehow they're connecting. They identify. So the lyrics to Man, I Feel Like a Woman, go totally crazy, forget I'm a lady. Men's shirts, short skirts. That's the cross-dressing. That's the put on a man's shirt, but a female skirt, right? Half and half, not just a girl. And now it's really weird. At the end of the documentary, for no reason, during the credits, there's these little videos on the side, and here's what we see at the end of the documentary that is called, again, Not Just a Girl. Why do they need to put this? And see, this is the guy right here. There's the guy first, and then he transforms into that. And see, he's got curves, right? But it's obviously a dude. The trannies can do the curves, right? You got to be able to spot the tranny. It's a lady boy. Oh, see? Crossing the legs, right? So that's at the end of the Not Just a Girl documentary. It's like at the very end. You're like, why? Why would you put that there? There's no reason for it. Yeah, look at this. Mercury Studios, often associated with Hermes, Hermetic mysticism, the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. We get the word hermaphrodite from Hermes. Hermes plus Aphrodite is hermaphrodite. This is the filmography of Shania Twain, who just happened to be on RuPaul's Drag Race in 2018 as a guest judge. Well, what are you trying to tell us there? You're on the drag race show as a guest judge, as a guest drag queen. You just played us a song that said, I'm not a boy, I'm not a girl, I'm a queen. And you're on a show about drag queens. And now you're telling us you're not just a girl. And sometimes, man, you feel like a woman and there's a woman inside yourself that you're trying to find. All right. So deception. It's deception. Deception's been around since Genesis 3, and when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations. This is happening now. The nations are being deceived. And how are they being deceived? All nations were deceived by your pharmakia. The word here in Greek, pharmakia, as I've said many times. Magic, witchcraft, and drugs, and vaccines, and hormones. The entertainment industry is the pharmakia industry. It's shown clearly. They explain it all in that show, The Boys. Right? They create superheroes. Shania Twain is a superhero. Shania Twain is basically Wonder Woman. It's Wonder Woman. It's a superhero. Great man of renown. Just like the Nephilim. They want to destroy humanity. And their main weapon is deception. So they want people to idolize the androgyn. Androgyn is the image of the beast.
A drag queen. drag queen. I'm not a girl, I'm not a boy, I'm not a human, I'm a toy. I'm not a girl, I'm not a boy, I'm not human, I'm a catoy, 'cause I'm a queen, a drag queen.